We live in trying times. Unitarian Universalism propels us to work for justice, equity, and compassion in our relationships to create systematic change, and this is a tall order. Responding to injustice and suffering means taking an honest inventory of our actions to challenge the status quo. And at the same time, trust that our actions matter, even when they are imperfect and partial. It is a courageous spiritual practice to believe another world is possible and to do the justice-making work to birth a beloved community into being. One tool our faith tradition has is a moral imagination. Philosopher Mark Johnson says, a moral imagination means envisioning the full range of possibilities and creative alternatives to solve ethical challenges. Johnson emphasizes that acting morally requires more than just a strength of character. It requires deep empathy and an awareness to discern what is ethically relevant in any situation to then act in the service of others. One luminary who had the intuitive ability to perceive ethical truths and had the capacity to imagine a more loving and compassionate world was Dr. Martin Luther King. In many important ways, MLK was well ahead of his time, and 51 years later is still ahead of ours. One gift of King's legacy is his pioneering intersectional framework. He recognized that each one of us has multiple identities that have been shaped by historical and social relations. And different combinations of these identities produce their own oppressions. This framework expands our empathy to take into account people's overlapping identities and experiences to more fully understand the complexity of prejudices they face. In the final months of his life, Dr. King promoted an intersectional vision of economic justice and equality, where all people could work with dignity to support themselves and their families. King's executive staff did not want a new campaign for economic justice because they thought it was distract or detract from the issues of racism and discrimination, and they warned against the unwieldy complexity of such an effort. They were tired, and they saw that their moral beacon was tired too. Bernard Lafayette was appointed to King to be program administrator of the Poor People's Campaign, and he would often check in with King on his ambitious agenda. In an interview, Bernard recounted this conversation. "Well, there are Chicanos who are poor. You want them to be involved?" King told Bernard. "Yes, of course." Bernard said, "Okay. What about the Native Americans?" And King said, "Well, yeah." And then King turned around and looked at his staff, anticipating the next question. "Well, Dr. King, what about the poor whites?" And Dr. King said, "Are they poor?" And Bernard said, "Yes." "Well, we want them involved," King matter-of-factly replied. And for me, this anecdote is a window into the brilliance of Dr. King's late vision, which was a more expansive and far more encompassing worldview, radical during that time, and still trailblazing today. Dr. King visualized a beloved community which recognized that all oppressions are interconnected, linked together in complex, real ways. His Poor People Campaign was a radical, cross-racial, and inter-regional coalition of communities. King's faith in action reminds us that none of us are free until all of us are free, and that anyone suffering is my suffering. This is the spirit and moral imagination Dr. King calls us to inherit today. As we honor King's legacy on this federal holiday, let us be reminded he was more than just a civil rights prophet. He was also a champion of the poor and oppressed. And may we continue to do the justice-making work needed to expand our own moral imaginations and lead with the conviction and courage required to honor King's work.